The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragas and Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selection from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. We're going to give our regular co-host Bob Ike a well-deserved Saturday off. He'll be back to join me next Saturday, fresh and fit. So in the meantime, we have a lot to cover. As far as this week, we're kind of going to some of the winter meets. The Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet got underway yesterday, and we're going to talk about their big race today. That's the Grade 2 Los Alamitos Starlet. We'll touch base on that with Bob Mazursky in the second segment. We have Turfway Park now underway in Kentucky, and a really good card today at Aqueduct. After no stakes races on Thanksgiving weekend, they have come back, and today is the Cigar Mile card. They're already underway at Aqueduct. and 6 stakes races on there. And to talk about not only the races at Aqueduct, but some of the off-the-track events that happened last week, I'm going to bring in our regular correspondent from Daily Racing Form, Dave Grenick, who covers the New York circuit. Dave, good morning, and thanks for joining us here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Hey, John, good morning, and thanks for having me.
No, thanks for doing this. Listen, before we talk about some of the off-track stuff, let's talk about a couple of the really good races today. A race I'm always fond of, the Grade 2 Cigar Mile, which came up a little bit light today. This goes as race 10 on the card. It'll go about 12:37 Pacific time. There's a late scratch at number 1, Doc Sullivan. So it just leaves a field of 6. And, you know, kind of an interesting group of horses. You have a horse, Bishop's Bay, in there, that since his last race was sold for $1.3 million, and this is really a prep to go back to Saudi Arabia, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. The horse returned to Brad Cox after the sale. He was he had multiple owners, among them being Spendthrift Farm, before he went to the auction after he won the 49er. But the KAS Stables bought him. There's Saudi interest there, and they're looking at the $20 million Saudi Cup in a mile and eighth on February 14th. Kind of need a prep to get there. I think Brad was already pointing this horse to this race anyway, so just go on with it, son. It's kind of the way I think the ownership group approached it. And he's very live. He's either the favorite or the second choice. I fancy the horse inside of him just a smidge better. Phileas Fogg is the horse that I think Gustavo Rodriguez, sort of an unheralded trainer on our circuit here in New York, who does a really good job. He just doesn't get a lot of top stock. Made an astute claim here in July of 2024 for $62,500. And this horse has really done nothing but win or run second. He did finish third in the Jockey Club Gold Cup and got disqualified for an interference scenario coming out of the gate that I'm sure everyone is familiar with. And then got beat in the Woodward in a 3-horse race, but he got beat by Locke, who's, you know, a very nice horse. When obviously, he went up out there in front of you guys at the Sandy the Handicap in March. Making a jockey change today to Joel Rosario, throwing some blinkers on him today. Not so much – he already has speed. It's not to put any more speed in him. I think it's just to keep him focused. Gustavo was saying, you know, in these last 4 races that he ran in, of which he only won 1, he was poised to win the race, he thought, turning for home. He was in front or about to be in front, and he just didn't finish it off. So they're hoping that the blinkers make the difference today. And Joel, to me, rides two kinds of horses very well. Horse that goes to the front, or horse that sits back and makes one late run. And this horse, I think, will be in front, and I don't think they'll catch him.
Do you think the one-turn mile favors either horse? You know, Phileas Fogg's coming out of those longer two-turn races. Bishop's Bay has been kind of a one-turn horse. Does it give any advantage to either one?
I would say Bishop's Bay probably is the better miler. Like, if you were just, like, picking out races, I don't know that you would pick the one-turn mile for Phileas Fogg. If you were sort of designing a race program, say what distance would you like this race at? But he did win at a one-turn mile at Aqueduct in September of 24, so he can do it. I don't know that's his best game. I think the concern for me would be what the connections of Mika do, who now is going to break from the rail for Mike Maker and Manny Franco. Just one note there: he does get in at 114, but Manny's 4 over, so the 11-pound weight break between him and Phileas Fogg and Bishop's Bay is now a 7-pound weight break for those who factor weights into the equation. It's really, I think, a question of how Mika runs and how much pressure he might put on Phileas Fogg, or Phileas Fogg just might sit outside of him and get the job done. But to answer your question, I think Bishop's Bay is the true miler. Phileas Fogg can mile.
In the 9th race today, this is the Remsen Stakes. This is the first chance for the 2-year-olds to go a mile and eighth. So this is a 2-turn mile and eighth race at Aqueduct. And as opposed to being on the light side in the Cigar Mile, this race came up really tough. You know, a full field in here. You've got a number of horses coming off either good debuts or second starts, and they're all, you know, trying the two turns here. Very interesting to see number 6, Courting, who cost $5 million as a baby, stretching around 2 turns for the first time, and he is bred top and bottom to run all day.
Yes, and the race that he won on November 9th, that was initially in the condition book as a 2-turn mile and an eighth race for a few days earlier than in which it ran, and it wouldn't fill. So the racing office kept putting it up as an extra, ultimately cut it back to a mile to get it to go, and it only ran with 4, actually. I think it had 6 in it, and I think it scratched down to 4. So getting these races to go was a little difficult. Todd Fletcher was, you know, we just wanted to get the horse a race, so he ran him back at a mile. But he's been dying to get this horse around two turns, and obviously, as you say, the pedigree suggests that that's exactly what he wants to do.
And, you know, the competition here, I mean, you have Paladin, who was placed first in a maiden race at the one-turn mile. The winner of that race, Renegade, is also in this race. Both of those horses looked good, and they ran really well in that maiden race. And you have Talkin coming out of the Fast Champagne, you know, Igniter for Rick Dutrow. You know, a little, this is kind of his pattern, give a horse a little time and strike. And so I think this is going to be a race that's going to be productive down the line.
I agree with you, and Igniter's sort of the horse that I'm fancying a little bit here. He's come out of two very live races when he was third on his debut at Saratoga sprinting. The runner-up, Oscar's Hope, I think has come back to win three out of his last four races since that race, maiden and two stakes, or maiden allowance and a stake in the Jean Lafitte at Delta. And then the race, he beat Courting in the September 27th race when Courting was debuting at the one-turn mile. And as you mentioned, Dutrow loves to give his horses time. Look, the one question mark here for this particular horse from a pedigree standpoint is the mile and an eighth. It's by Volatile, who was a sprinter himself. And just looking at its runners, his progeny, Fast Market did win a mile and an eighth race the other day on the grass. Tip Top Thomas, who's trained by Fletcher, won the Indiana Derby at a mile and a 16th. So if the horse can get a mile and eighth effectively, I think he's very, very live in this spot.
Definitely a race to watch and keep an eye on these two-year-olds as they move forward. Let's talk about some of the things that have been happening off the track back in New York. And the first thing that we have to talk about, last Sunday they ran the first race at Aqueduct, second race the horses in the paddock, and they just kept circling and circling and circling. They were in there for about 20 minutes, and finally they called the races off. It wasn't because of track condition or bad weather, lightning, or course condition, anything. We had no explanation out here what was going on. Fill us in on what happened, and then the subsequent, what happened to get him back to racing on Thursday.
So they put in some new protocols here regarding to weighing in and weighing out jockeys. The assistant clerk of scales had been on vacation, had not operated under these new protocols. On Sunday, he was presented with these protocols and thought that it was going to cause more confusion and potential for mistakes than it was going to do to help whatever the concerns were. And he basically said, I don't really can do this. And so they said, management said, well, why don't you go home and think about it for a couple of days? And then the jockeys didn't like that. That was sort of like another layer of what the jockeys looked at as a bit of a not honoring their wishes or lack of respect. A few other things that happened earlier in the year. So they decided that that was the day, that was the moment they were not going to ride. And I think it ticked a lot of people off, owners, trainers, obviously the fans, players. And so after that, there was a conference call on Monday about the new protocols and about why they were doing what they're doing. And also, hey, jocks, if you have an issue, let's get through the card and then we can discuss it. And I guess they came to that agreement. The new protocols are still in place. They're going to be another layer. They're going to even put surveillance cameras on the scales, weighing in and weighing out. And the assistant clerk of scales resigned his position. He's also a clocker here at NYRA, so he'll retain that position as a clocker. And they'll use some other officials, safety stewards and such, to do what they want, what NYRA wants done in terms of recording weights. So we're back in business from that standpoint.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to longtime owner Sandy Goldfarb. You did an article talking about, what happened after they resolved all this stuff, but Sandy's been a long-time owner. I've owned horses out here a long time. And finally, one of the owners spoke up and said, what the heck is going on? I mean, it costs money to ship horses into Aqueduct to race. Obviously, they don't stable there. You've got the LASIK shots. You've got all these expenses. You on a holiday weekend, if you're driving out to Aqueduct to watch your horse run, they call it off. You got to try and go back with the traffic. It just was a bad time to do something like this, and I'm glad Sandy Goldfarb said something and called these guys out for picking a bad time to take a stand.
Yeah, I don't disagree, and I guess the proof will be in the pudding if some of these jocks lose any business. It's funny, Kendra Carmouche was the one who sort of spoke out, and he won the first race on Thursday and then won another race later on the card. So, obviously they're not going to – those entries were already made before this incident happened, but you wonder if any of these guys lose a little bit of business. The fact that Kendrick lost the mount on Philly's Fog today was nothing to do with that, because that race was already entered. or that decision had already been made. I should say they were actually entering later that day. But Kendrick does not ride that horse. For the owner did not want him on the horse based on his last two rides. So, but you'll want, it'll be interesting to see if there are any repercussions coming from owners and trainers moving forward to guys who have just said, hey, you know, we're not going to ride today because we don't feel like it. You know, I know they presented a unified front because that's what they're supposed to do, but I'm sure there are guys in that room, guys and gals in that room, who were like, wait a second, I'd like to ride today. So it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward.
Yes, it will. The drama continues.
We canceled here for some really strange reasons. We canceled here one year, or like 14 months ago, for a chemical smell from something that...
that's right, the roof.
And then there was in March, we canceled because there was a car show with a loud music in the parking lot outside the quarter pole. So I don't know. I don't know what's next. You'd have to have a really big bingo card to fill in all this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's just hope they get the gate in the right place down on the races today. We'll start with that.
Right now for the mile lane, but go ahead.
Last thing before I let you go. We heard that Heisek is on the warpath with trainer Rudy Rodriguez, and they're looking at a possible suspension for quote unquote cruelty to animals. And if you know Rudy Rodriguez, who gets on his own horses, this is not something. Again, I didn't have this on my bingo card. I'm just, what's your impression? You work out there, and you've worked with Rudy Rodriguez for a long time.
Rudy works very hard. He's there every morning. I find it to be the reasons for why they're doing what they're doing are a little bit, I think cruelty is a bit harsh. He's had some horses that got hurt. They all do. Maybe he's had a few more than others, but it might be because he's had more horses than others and he deals with the claiming ranks, claiming type horses. I think this was really the impetus for this was because in the last incident in which a horse of his got hurt, jockey Dylan Davis got significantly injured as well. And I think that someone might have alerted Heisek to that fact and said, hey, what's happening here? We should look into this guy. And so they're looking into him. And I hope it doesn't go anywhere in terms of a 2-year or any type of lengthy suspension or losing of his license. But you can't put anything past Heisek, Haiwu, or whatever they want to be called.
Well, we'll follow up and see what happens there. Well, before I let you go, you know, one thing we ask all our guys, I know you do a little handicapping. You're not afraid of the betting windows. Do you have somebody you like today at Aqueduct?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the Remsen, and it's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Igniter, to me, I think is, again, this is a little bit of a question mark, but I think I think he can get it. I like the way when he galloped out after that second race, Cording was coming to him, but it may not mean a whole lot, but to me it does mean a little something, and he never let that horse by him on the gallop out. So I think this horse is going to get the mile and eighth, and if I can get 6-1 or anywhere in that vicinity, I'm going to go there.
So that's the ninth race today. Igniter, number 7 on the program, 6-1 on the morning line. That's for Dave Grenick from Daily Racing Form. Dave, thanks for taking the time and getting us up to date, and fingers crossed things go a lot smoother today.
Sounds good. Just for your fans of interest, they're coming to the gate for the Demoiselle.
There you go. Thanks a lot. I'll let you go watch it and do your work. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Ben.
That was Dave Grenick from Daily Racing Form. Before we go to our first break, a couple of notes. Wrapping up Del Mar, leading rider for the first time in Southern California, Umberto Rispoli was the leading rider at the Del Mar Fall Meet. Congratulations to him. George Papapodromo picked up the training title down at Del Mar. Average handle on races at Del Mar up just over 3.5%, so that's a good sign. And and that was with the fact that we had 2 days of cancellation, 1 makeup day, so we ran less races this year than we did last year. We ran 139 races at Del Mar as opposed to 145 last year. You take out the Breeders' Cup programs, and the average daily handle was basically a wash. So, and the field sizes went up to 8.2 runners per race. So in general, all things considered, good signs, and that's with the CAW lockout and those wind pools at Del Mar. They were able to boost the handle. So that'll tell you a little bit of something right there. As far as for me, let me give a radio play before we go to our first break, and I'm going to go to Los Alamitos for my radio play. We'll go to race number 6 at Los Alamitos, number 4, Fumano's Magic. Kind of been a slow learner, but starting to figure things out. I thought he finished well in a fast race last time at Del Mar, ran third, got beat a couple of lengths. I do think there's some speed to set him up today. he should like that long Los Alamitos stretch. So at 3-1 on the morning line, I think an improving horse number 4, Fumano's Magic. That's race 6 at Los Alamitos. You can get the Linda report at todaysracingdigest.com. I did Los Alamitos today and also the late pick 5 at Gulfstream Park. And the phone number at our host at the South Point, want to give that out too. That's the South Point Hotel. You can call 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. Ask for how you get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. They've got the National Finals Rodeo kicking off this weekend, so a lot going on out there. You've got the college football playoffs. You've got the pro football on the weekend, so a lot to do. And if you're not finding a thing to do in Las Vegas, you're not trying. So great time of year out there in December. Go take a look and have a good time. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk Los Alamitos with Bob Mazursky, who does the publicity out there. And we'll touch base in Las Vegas with Bruce Finkelstein, see what he's got going on betonbruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet with outstanding daytime racing through Sunday, December 14th. First post is 12:30 p.m. Pacific. Every weekend race day will feature a stakes race for juveniles. Sunday's card will be headed by Calbred Fillies racing in the Soviet Problem. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, December 13th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature the Los Alamitos Futurity, a race with points on the line to the Kentucky Derby. And when the sun goes down during the winter meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos, with great daytime racing continuing through December 14th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Mares. Owners of Mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Before we talk to Bob Mazursky out at Los Alamitos, let's talk about our cowbred of the week. And that is Unrivaled Time, winner of the Grade 3 Cecil B. DeMille Stakes at Del Mar last Sunday. Unrivaled Time is by Not This Time, out of the Creature d'Or mare, Margot Machance, was bred by Alfred Pice, is owned by Energy Racing and Pice, and is trained by Leonard Powell. Unrivaled Time now has 2 wins from 3 career starts, career earnings already near $100,000, and an announcement yesterday from the CTBA. There's a new tweak to the cowbred bonus premium. Right now, the rule has been that you can win the cowbred allowance condition once on the dirt and once on the grass. You can win it twice. You can still win it twice, but now they've added the fact that you can win it on the same surface twice at different distances. So say you have a turf horse, you can win a turf sprint for the cowbreds, and you can win a turf route. And on the dirt, same thing. If you have a dirt horse, you can win a dirt sprint and win a dirt route, both cowbreds. You can win that cowbred condition twice. Just another way to make your cowbreds more valuable from the CTBA. I think that's going to be a great move that will start at the Santa Anita meet coming up. But let's head out to Los Alamitos now and talk to Publicity Director Bob Mazursky. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Doing great. You guys hit the ground running. Obviously a short meet, and you've already get to the graded stakes today. The Grade 2 Los Alamitos Starlet is the feature race. Now, Bob Baffert has won this race the last 8 years, and I'm guessing Bob Baffert's going to be awful tough to beat today.
Yeah, he has 3 of the 6 entrants in the race, so yeah, I think he's going to be very tough to deny his 9th in a row. Nima is the morning line favorite. It's the gun runner filly that won first time out of Del Mar. She was expected to win. She was odds on. Won very nicely. Juan Hernandez rides her back. You know, he's usually got his pick of the litter in the Baffert barn, and he ends up with her. So I think that's why she's probably the one to beat. I was impressed with Consequence Win. I know the buyer number didn't come back that strong, but I was impressed that Consequence was able to win going long first time out. Was very green. I don't think she really knew what she was doing. And I think the fact that she's had a route race helps her in this field. And the fact she showed she could sit and finish would also help her. Amika, to me, is the least likely of the Baffert runners. I just don't think she's a router. She got beat as the odds-on favorite last time at Del Mar and the Desi Arnaz. She's going to show speed. I just don't know if she really wants to run this far. So I think when Baffert's either going to win with Nima or Consequent.
Well, Bob, before we get a radio play from you at Los Alamitos, let's talk a little bit about the wagering menu. I want to remind people it is a little bit different from the wagering menu at Del Mar. So let's go over the changes that we have. And it's the usual wagering menu at Los Alamitos.
That's correct. We have only one pick five. It's on races 1 through 5. We have the $1 pick fours. So we follow the nighttime way of the way they do it at night. The $1 minimum pick fours, that's on races 2 through 5. And then the last 4 races of the day. Today we have a 9 race card, so it's 6 through 9. On an 8 race card, it's obviously 5 through 8. We have the $2 traditional pick six with the 70-30 split and the carryover position. So, yeah, those are the main changes.
And next Saturday, one of the most fun handicapping contests on track, you guys are back with your on-track handicapping contest, and that will present seats to the National Horse Players Championship.
That is correct. And next year in Las Vegas, it's, 2 spots are up for grabs for that. It's a $500 buy-in. $400 goes on a live money card. You can bet on all the low-sell races, win, play, show, daily doubles, exactas, trifectas. You can sign up online right now at losalamitos.com or next Saturday prior to the contest. There's going to be a sign-up window at the on the mezzanine level right across from where you enter the Vessels Club, so you can sign up there. And we've been getting good participation in those, and I think we'll have another good group of people there next week.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you know, you hang out with your buddies and play some races and try to win a seat to the NHC. That works for me. How about our radio play today at Los Alamitos?
I'm going to go to the ninth race today, and I think of all the tracks in California, this is a horse for course track more than any other, and I'm going with one of those horses for courses in here, number 7, Otro Moss. The horse has run 4 times over the track in the afternoon, has 3 wins in a second, comes off a second-place finish at night behind Code Duello, who I think would be competitive in this spot. He's 8-1 on the morning line. I think he can win from off the pace for trainer Martin Valenzuela. So number 7, Otro Moss in race 9.
That's race number 9, number 7, Otro Moss, 8-1 on the morning line. I don't know if we get that, but I like this horse, too. I think you're on the right horse, Bob. Let's get that horse to finish off the late pick for today at Los Alamitos.
Sounds good to me, John. Let's be right.
All right. That was Bob Mazursky. We'll talk to you closing Saturday about the Los Alamitos fraternity, Bob.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care. Have a good day.
That was Bob Mazursky from Los Alamitos, and let's head out to Las Vegas and bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. And Bruce, with the changes in tracks, we're now at Los Alamitos, Churchill Downs is closed. I need to get an update. What are you now providing at BetOnBruce.com?
Hey, John, good morning. We're kind of doing Los Alamitos every day, and then sort of a miscellaneous track. It's one of three. Today it's Aqueduct. We look at possibly Gulfstream and Fairgrounds, but it's usually the combination. Los Alamitos every day and one of those three tracks, and we definitely landed as our second track today at Aqueduct with that Cigar Mile card.
Excellent. Well, before I try and get a couple of radio plays out of you, just, we saw yesterday came over that Antonio Frazu, who right now is riding in Maidan, down in Maidan. He is going to have a new agent when he comes back for the beginning of the Santa Anita meet. Ron Anderson, who books the mounts for Joel Rosario, is going to pick up the book for Antonio Frazu. And his former agent, Tom Canuso, who I thought did a great job for Antonio Frazu, is going to bring a new face to Southern California. And it's a pretty established face. It's Amiciel Jaramillo, who was the leading rider going to this week at Gulfstream Park, is coming out to California, and I know you've watched him ride. He's a pretty aggressive rider. I would think he would fit the California style of riding.
He's an excellent rider. He suffers, I think, during the winter meet, don't you think? It seems like the rest of the year he's right up there in the top one or two, but when some of the better riders come to Florida for the championship meeting, he tends to take a little bit of a back seat. Very solid rider all the way around. I've cast some bets on him in the past, so that's a good addition. I like that one.
I do, too. And, Tom Canuse has a lot of business over at the Doug O'Neill stable, so I'm going to assume that Jaramillo is going to get off to a good start when he gets out here for the beginning of the Santa Anita meet. Let's go ahead and get a couple of plays from you. You talked about Aqueduct being your out-of-state track today. How about a play from Aqueduct first?
Yeah, let's go to the Cigar Mile. I guess the one, Doc Sullivan, is a late scratch. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, so let's be honest now. This is probably right up there with one of the weakest renditions of this race we've ever seen. This has been a glamour race at times over the years, but this one is a little subpar, but doesn't mean we can't cash a ticket here. I'll tell you a horse that maybe the light bulb went on for last time out is the number 3 horse, Pentathlon. Nothing special about his career going into his last race, but he took the blinkers off here at Aqueduct at a one-turn mile. He stalked. He was right off the leaders 3 wide, made a move to get closer to the top of the lane. Johnny kind of drifted out a little bit in the stretch, and when he did so, he just took off, and especially you go back and watch the video, inside the 8th pole, he easily outran his foes. He did the last 8th of a mile in a quick 12 1/5 seconds. Was it the blinker chains? I'm hoping so, but he's got the one-turn mile. I think he can draft off what there looks like there's 3 horses going to be close up, Mika, Phileas Fogg, and Bishop's Bay. I think he can draft off those 3 here. He also gets a big break in the weights. We don't talk about weights very often anymore because there's rarely a handicap of any note, but take a look at this one. Phileas Fogg and Bishop's Bay in at 125. Crazy Mason, 124. Pentathlon, only 118. So he gets a break in the weights here. He's actually dropping 6 pounds off that big win over the track. If he's ever going to win a race of this caliber, I think today's the day. So race 10, let's go with the price horse here, the 3. Pentathlon, before the scratch, he was listed at 10-1 on the morning line.
So that's a 10th race, the Cigar Mile. number 3 Pentathlon at a juicy 10-1. That's Bruce's pick. And Bruce, how about a play at Los Alamitos?
Yeah, Bob Mazursky covered this Starlet race, and I'm with him on one of the Baffert's. I'm going to go with the longest shot of the three Baffert's. I'm going to go anti-buyer play here on the 3 Consequent. This was a noteworthy performance. First of all, Baffert doesn't very often start a horse at a mile first out on the main track, and he did so with Consequent, and she was wide, pretty wide in the early part of the first turn. She ran in spots, like she kind of didn't know what was going on. Going to the turn, it looked like she was kind of all out. And then once she hit about the quarter pole, she made a move into contention. In the stretch, she was taking the lead and then pulled herself up in the last part of the race. She said lost focus. I think that's correct. She didn't switch leads and pulled herself up. I think she won on just raw ability in that race. Had no idea what was going on, and she still won. She has the benefit of a two-turn win. There's only one other that could say that. She also looks like she can stay the distance as far as she can close into what could be a pretty fast pace here today if all these runners stay in. I'm looking for big upside here. Race 8, the 3 Consequent, listed at 3-1 on the morning line. And by the way, one last thing that I wanted to note, big workout. If you go back and watch her on XBTV on November 30th, she looked phenomenal in that last workout about a week ago. So that's also a plus.
So that's the 8th race at Los Alamitos, number 3 Consequent for Bruce Finkelstein, who gave us the Fern Stakes winner On Time Girl at 8:22 last Saturday, as well as the Golden Rod Stakes winner Bella Ballerina at $10.28. So, Bruce, you're seeing the ball. Let's do it again today.
Sounds good. Take care.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Good luck today. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll go back to New York and check in with John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Then we'll head out and talk to Scott Shapiro and get a little handicapping information. How do you handicap Turfway Park? Because that place has me confused. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AMA 30 KLAA.
Let's get my love tumbling.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and More. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. Betonbruce.com.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Get ready for the biggest weekend of the season coming up December 13th and 14th at Los Alamitos with a prestigious Champion of Champions next Saturday night and California's richest quarter horse race, the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity next Sunday night. The Champion of Champions shapes up as the race of the meet, with Impressum looking for his third victory in this race and multiple Grade 1 winner Jericho looking for his first Champion of Champions win. Plus, All-American Derby winner FDD Dreams and two-time Grade 1 winner Stanley Cartel. And in the 2 Million Futurity, fastest qualifier in force will look for his second $1 million Futurity win. Plus, Night Racing's best bets all weekend long. Remember, we'll add 10,000 to the Pick 6 on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. And of course, our daytime thoroughbred meet continues here through December 14th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Bargard Sports Bar, the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos. Join us for the Champion of Champions on Saturday night.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. If you're going to play the races today at Los Alamitos and you can't be on track, you might want to use your TwinSpires.com account because they have a special during this Los Alamitos meet, 15% odds boost up to $25 on a winning single horse with wagers at Los Alamitos, and that's every racing day of the meet, so take advantage of that. That'll help eliminate your takeout when you make your win wagers at Los Alamitos. Let's head out to New York now and touch base with John Hardoon from the Ragusan Sheets. And, John, first of all, let's get an update. The weather's supposed to be getting cold. How are we doing at Aqueduct so far?
It is cold. It's overcast, but there will be no rain or snow. They're going to get the day in, and hopefully the temperatures don't drop too quickly. But they are going down as we speak.
Okay, well, we got our fingers crossed. I wanted you to take a look at the last race, the 11th race on the card today. There are two New York Stallion Stakes, each worth $500,000, and the 11th race is the Great White Way. It's a full field. The Scratchy also eligibles 15 and 16, got a field of 14 going 7/8 of a mile, and the 8-5 favorite, number 2, Parker Boone, coming in from Parks. So that was a interesting puzzle for me. Is this horse good enough, and does the horse validate the 8-5 morning line?
Well, if he runs his first figure, he's going to win this race. Butch Reed, the trainer of this horse, does this all the time. He ships horses, and he's a terrific trainer. He's an old-timer, and he knows how to win races, and he knows how to properly place these horses. This horse is going to be very tough if he runs that race. He's got plenty of time since that race, and he's worked twice since the race. So obviously all systems go. He's going to be a short price. Interesting price horse underneath. I would try to get the 11 and the exacta. Hey Pal, he's listed at 20-1 on the morning line. So how about a 2-11 exacta in today's 11th race out at Aqueduct?
So the 11th race at Aqueduct, the 2, Parker Boone, is the 8-5 choice, but maybe mixing a little exacta box with number 11, Hey Pal, at 20-1 on the morning line. And let's get the updated menu from you, John. What do you got going as far as johnhardoon.com?
Well, today we have Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Los Al selections. Friday is opening day at Oaklawn, so we're going to add that to the menu as well. So we're busy this time of year. Try to get out as many tracks as possible, and we like to reply to people's requests, so that's what we do.
Well, last weekend you gave out Mo 88 at $6.78 at Aqueduct, or $6.70, I think it was, at Aqueduct, and Uncle Happy at $17.40 at Del Mar. Great way to finish off Del Mar. How about a couple of winners today? Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Okay, so the first of our two radio plays will come in Aqueduct's 8th race today. This is the other New York Stallion Stakes for $500,000. And I love the number 10 horse in here, Hot Currency, a two-year-old filly from the Linda Rice barn, Flavian Pratt aboard to ride. You have three late scratches in there, but still a field of 10. 7-2 on the morning line, number 10, Hot Currency, wins today's eighth race out at Aqueduct.
So that's the eighth race at Aqueduct, number 10, Hot Currency, 7-2 on the morning line. That's John Ardoon's first play. And then did you want to come out to California? Did you want to go to Gulfstream? What do you want to do your second play?
Yeah, let's look at Gulfstream and look at the seventh race today. And this is a terrific betting race, wide open. They're on the grass. And I like the number 11 horse in here, Junction Road. A four-year-old colt from the Ronan Crichton barn. Micah Husband's aboard to ride. He's listed at 10-1 on the morning line. He's got to work out a trip from the 11 post going a mile, but I think he's going to get the job done here. I think there's enough early speed to set things up for this horse, and I think you're going to get every bit of the 10-1. I like number 11, Junction Road, to upset and win today's seventh race at Gulfstream Park.
That's the seventh race at Gulfstream Park. They are on the turf this week. What a surprise after last week. Number 11, Junction Road, 10-1 on the morning line. John, thanks so much. Give us that website once again.
JONHARDOON.com. Thanks, John. Stay safe and be well.
Thanks, John. Best of luck today. And let's touch base with our good buddy, Scott Shapiro, back east. Scott, first of all, how's the weather where you're located?
Well, I am right near the Philadelphia area, and haven't been outside much. It's chilly, very chilly for you. Not quite as chilly as it'll be in the near future, I think. But we'll man up here, and, well, I'm just going to sit on my computer and sit on my couch. And watch races, so that's not really manning up, I guess.
So you're fast and firm, right?
Fast and firm with a little bit of fog. Yeah, that's something like that.
I wanted to ask you because you used to be based in Kentucky. The Turfway Park meet got underway this week, and it took all of one day before they had a pick five carryover. That place with those big fields and the synthetic track and the cold weather, some interesting results at times. Is there any certain handicapping angle I need to be using at Turfway Park?
Well, there's a couple of things that aren't going to guarantee you anything, but maybe can help you along the way. More so eliminate horses in the first one I have, and then another one will speak for itself. But first off, you want to point to trainers at the meet, trainers that point to this meet, I should say. Not trainers that use this as their, you know, backup or their place to kind of keep horses and keep them in form in the winter. And it's pretty obvious if you look up the stats, you know, hopefully I know you got, you know, hopefully people have formulated or other ways to do so. And you can, you know, easily find out trainers that point there and don't. That can help you eliminate horses, especially if you're diving into these carryovers, because it's pretty specific. And there's some barns that do very well here. The purses are big. It's become a place where certain barns will point to. So it's an understandable move. And then the other thing is, this is pretty obvious, you know, most top horse players watch replays, but you got to really be careful of watching them there, because you don't want to trust the notes. No, you know, I guess it's a knock, but I'm not really here to take a shot. I'm just saying the work can be done on trip notes if you watch the videos, because the notes are not always very accurate, and you can find stuff that, you know, completely is missed in the track comments.
That's good advice, and something we do all the time, watching all those replays. How about a radio play today? Did you want to go down to Turfway? I know you did some work in New York. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Yeah, I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to actually go to the Cigar Mile, where I've got a little bit of a sentimental horse in here in the number four, Crazy Mason, but I think he's got a big chance. I just love this horse, but wouldn't pick him on the radio and bet on him if I didn't think he had a big chance to win. Phileas Fogg in Bishop's Bay. Well, Phileas Fogg, I'm a little bit worried about the blinkers going on the one-turn mile as a 9-5 favorite. Bishop's Bay, I know he wins a lot of races and has run fast, but this horse has been managed like he's been, you know, kind of finding ways to not take on top competition. Just watching him over the years, he can win. Both of them can win. But I think Crazy Mason's going to put in a strong way run from off the pace. He's got three of his five wins over this track. He's an honest horse. He comes with a strong late run every time. Don't be mad at me when he blasts early. He's going to be way out of it. But hopefully number four, Crazy Mason, gets him at the wire here at 7-2 on the line. In race two, the Grade 10, the Grade 2 Cigar Mile.
So that's the 10th race at Aqueduct, the Cigar Mile. Number 4, Crazy Mason, 7-2 in the morning line. Arad Ortiz back up in New York for the mount. That's a good sign. That'll be Scott Shapiro's play today. Scott, we'll let you get back to the couch watching and the good weather, and we'll let you play around the country, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, John. Enjoy your weekend, and best of luck to you as well.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Before we go, a couple of notes about how about the National Horse Players Championship? If you're trying to qualify, you have to be an NHC Tour member. Go to ntra.com, and you can go ahead and sign up. And if you want to play today, there are three tournaments. There's a $165 online tournament at horseplayers.com, restricted to players who have yet to qualify for the 2026 NHC. And if you've already qualified and want another seat, there's a $210 tournament at horseplayers.com. And if you're back in Minnesota in that cold weather, there's a $100 on-track tournament at Canterbury Downs, a good way to sneak into the NHC back in Minnesota in that cold weather. So some options for you there. Want to remind folks about Legacy Ranch. The Stallion roster includes Ohm, Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Tamarando. You can contact Terry Knight, 510-928-4980. It's time to get your mares bred for the and booked for the Stallions for the 2026 breeding season. Let's go ahead and take our final timeout. When we come back, we'll touch base in South Florida with Toby Callett, and we'll also touch base with Michael Rona, who's got day and night duties today at Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because Twin Spires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. Twin Spires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the Twin Spires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus for applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. If you cannot get out to Los Alamitos today and play and you want to stay in action, here are a few options for you. If you're in the San Diego area, you can go to the Paddock on 5th and the Gaslamp Tavern. That's at 868 5th Avenue, San Diego. Over in San Clemente, you have the OC Tavern at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And if you're up in the Inland Empire, you can check out Bob Ike's Hunting Ground, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They're already ready to open and ready to serve you. So some options for you if you can't get out to Los Alamitos. It's a long drive to get out to Toby's Turf Club in Florida, but I know Toby's already open and ready for watching and wagering as well. And Toby, first of all, welcome back to the turf course. I guess they really do have grass there at Gulfstream Park.
It's feast or famine because there's 5 turf races today and 4 for tomorrow. So 9 of the upcoming 22, well, actually, they already ran the first, but 9 of the 22 races this weekend are grass. And the weather forecast doesn't give us any reason to fear that we're going to get a nice dose of it.
That's great. And in fact, the feature race today, the HL and Jerkins, is 2 miles on the grass. So they're going to use that course not once but twice in that race. So a lot going on out there today. The conditions for racing must be good if we're back on the grass.
Yes, it's very nice. It's 84 degrees. It's sunny. It's very, very nice conditions. There's no excuses. And there's a reason to get involved because John Hardoon came up with the 7th race today, which is a turf race. I like the 11th race. Of course, the Jerkins is a turf race. So you're going to have 3 grass races in the late pick 5. And I think it'll close out in the 11th with the 2 Fly Eric Fly. It's coming off a long way off, but their intentions have been good. His last 4 works have been on the Tapeta. I've noticed with the Cassie runners, when they either come from his farm or from Paul Meadows and they go to Gulfstream to train and they go to the synthetic, that it's they're pointing at something, and this looks like the right spot. This is a day to win and probably to sell this horse. Behind him, we're looking at the 4 CYs, the 6 El Mujit, and the 9 Animated. That's 2, 4, 6, 9. We'll be just fine when the late pick 5 is over at Gulfstream Park.
So that's a 2. Fly Eric Fly is the key in race 11, the final race today at Gulfstream Park. Toby, thanks so much. Enjoy the grass racing while you can, and then we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
That was Toby Callett. And finally, we're going to bring in the hardest working man in the business, and he's working day and night today, calling the races during the Los Alamitos Thoroughbred meet during the daytime, back at night for the Los Alamitos Quarter Horse meet, and that's Michael Rona. And, Michael, I know we want to save your voice, so we're going to try and keep it as short and simple for you as possible. First of all, good morning, and how did it go yesterday at their opening day for the Thoroughbred meet?
Good morning, John. Yeah, well, Armando Ayuso stole the show with a riding triple on opening day. Personally, I'm very interested in the debut this afternoon of a Bassett trainee named Greenwich Village by virtue of the dam, Hootson. I did a double take when I saw that mare in the breeding lines. She was an exceptional performer in Australia. She reeled off 4 victories to begin her career, including winning $1 million juvenile race. And she finished 2nd in a Group 2 at Goodwood in England. So she was a very classy filly. This is her 2nd horse, I think, to make it to the races. So I hope that Greenwich Village comes out firing and has a fruitful career.
She's number 4, Greenwich Village, in the 7th race today at Los Alamitos during the day. And as we get to the nighttime card tonight with a 5:45 first post time, the feature is not a stakes race, but it's the carryover in the pick 6. $38,000 already in the pot for the pick 6 tonight at Los Alamitos.
Yes, quite tantalizing. So save a few bucks for tonight. Regular $2 pick 6 with a healthy carryover. Race 3 will be the first leg on an 8-race program.
So the 3rd race tonight goes at 6:41 Pacific time. Do you have a play for us tonight at Los Alamitos?
In the 7th race, a 300-yard maiden. the 3 and 4 year olds. You certainly would have to include the favorite number 2 to 1 On Fire. But I would also throw in number 5, Nymph Like. I'll make this filly the radio play because she is 9 to 2 on the morning line. That's the best odds we've seen for her for some time. And she doesn't get many opportunities from wide gates. She's a maiden after 7 starts. She can do a bit wrong behind the gate and in the gate. But if things go smoothly and evenly for her, she's got a chance. And 9 to 2 makes it worthwhile, in my opinion. So race 7, number 5, Nymph Like.
Seventh race tonight, number 5, Nymph Like. 9 to 2 on the program for Michael Rona. Michael, I want you to save that voice. You're going to be a busy man today and tonight. Wishing you the best of luck. Enjoy your calls. And we'll see you out there at Los Alamitos.
Thanks so much, John. Hooroo.
That was Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. A couple of other notes before we end the show. Up at Hastings Park in Vancouver, Canada, it was announced earlier in the week that at the end of January, the subsidies from the slot machines were going to be ending as far as adding to the purses. And what happened? Yesterday, it was announced that Hastings Racecourse is going to end live racing after 133 years. Kind of sad. That's where Mario Gutierrez got his start. We've seen him in Southern California. A fun place to go watch the race is kind of like the old Fairplex Park Bull Ring. They did a lot of good things up there. Very sorry to see them go. And the new all-time leading rider as far as purse earnings, Arad Ortiz at $39,200,000 as of Thursday, and he'll add to that record through the end of the year. I want to thank all of my guests. Tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 a.m., you got Mike Wellman right here. Stay tuned for the SoCal Restaurant Show coming up next. Thanks for listening.